Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
Now, we have in the live lounge today the amazing talent that is Richard of Lovejoy. Hey, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, man, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, likewise, Pete, likewise.
But you blew my mind because you said, oh, yeah, I haven't seen you since February. I was like, no, I don't think so. I saw you at the Folklore Rooms, but I didn't realise that was back in February.
It feels like a long time.
Wow, that's incredible. That was a great gig.
Oh, it was really good. Well, it was a great gig. It was Jimmy and Annie and the Last of the Lovely Days.
Last of the Lovely Days.
And Kieran, who you've just been playing.
Yep, and, for that reason.
Exactly, and myself. And I've got to tell you, I didn't have the best gig myself. If people were lovely about it afterwards, but I was struggling with the tail end of a cold.
That really interests me because I saw you and went straight up to you after saying, that was amazing, I love your stuff, can we please get you on the show? And in your mind and in your head and in your mindset, you're going, oh man, I can only barely survive that. And it's so interesting, and you kind of always realise that when you're on stage performing, you don't want to tell anyone any of that stuff. Because people don't know, you know. You know, and you know that you weren't as shiny and bright and sparky as you can be, but I didn't know because I'd never seen you before.
No, and I guess there's all sorts of musicians, but I'm the type of musician that is probably the most self-critical, the most full of self-doubt and all that kind of stuff.
I would say you and everybody else. We are so bad at it. What is wrong with us? I don't think it's a British thing. I think it's universal. We are just, oh, man. But, you know, my brother's an actor, and you know he can quote you verbatim the one or two bad reviews he's had in his life.
Of
you
course,
know he's
yeah.
He's got them all up here. Ask him about the good ones. Nah, he doesn't remember. So what have you been up to? Because I hadn't realised that you've had, I would say, a career of two or three halves. If can you have three halves? A few thirds in there.
Yeah, so lots of pieces. Yeah. I'm currently writing and recording and releasing again, and that's been, you know, since about 23, 24. I probably started just before that.
Okay.
Having had a break of about 15 years or so.
Really?
I was still recording as Lovejoy back then from about 1998 till about 2007 or 2008.
So go back to the beginning. When did it all start?
When did it all start?
Yeah, but, you know, when were you up and running and performing as Lovejoy?
Oh, well, probably about 98, 99, I was demoing and recording and did some gigs soon after that.
How did that go? Was it good?
We were talking earlier. I was completely spoiled back in the late 90s and early noughties. So I was working with a small indie label in the States, a label called Matinee Recordings, and they were just such pop fans and enthusiastic people, and they were supportive enough to put three albums and three EPs out over a few years.
And were they paying you in the process?
What they did, which musicians today will fall off their chairs at, they actually gave you money to record with. So you had advances in those days.
Yeah.
So you'd have, you know, and it would basically cover the cost of recording your next record, and then it would come out, and then hopefully they'd recoup some of the cost and give you a little bit more to record the next thing. But the world has changed.
It has changed beyond recognition, and I'm figuring it out. Do you reckon it's Spotify and the streamers and the fact that if you're not in the top three big hitters, no one's going to bother investing in you? Or
totally. I mean, again, we were talking before, you think about the venues that are really struggling to get, you know, punters through the door who are going to pay for tickets on a Monday night or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Very few musicians are actually, you know, covering their costs even in those.
And very few venues and very few promoters and very few people in the biz. And what about labels? I mean, do they even, you know, what happens now? I mean, so what happened to that label then?
Well, they are still going sporadically, but they release a lot of digital music now.
Yeah.
Very occasionally they put a CD out, but they kind of kept going for quite a long time. And we were also spoiled, just going back to the playing live, because they had quite a good reputation, we'd get I'd get emails or phone calls and say, "Would you like to come to Norway? We'd like to come to Spain. Wow. Would you like to come?" You know, and wow. It would be you know, playing at a festival and you know, fully funded, all that kind of stuff. So coming back to it, you can imagine that I've kind of had to. Well, eat a lot of humble pie.
What drove you to step away?
Right. So I worked really closely with a guy who was my best friend, and sadly he passed away in 2007. And he was in a fairly successful band called Blue Boy. Some of your listeners will have heard of them. And lived in Brighton, and we became very friendly, and he helped me out a lot musically. Sadly, when he passed away, it coincided with a lot of things going on in my life, but it was really the time to have a break from music, and I stopped doing anything to do with Lovejoy at that point.
Yeah.
For about 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And where did Lovejoy at its peak get to? I mean, so you were going around European places doing gigs. They produced three albums for you, EP.
Yeah.
Sales? What were sales like?
I never asked.
So never knew?
No, and I don't really want to know. It's one of those things.
No, I get it.
Because they were happy to support us.
Yeah, I get it. And who else was on their label? I mean, were there some big hitters?
So bands like, whether anyone will know them, but there was a couple of Brighton bands, a guy called Keris, who was in a band called Harper Lee, and
I used to play Harper Lee on the show.
Okay, there you go.
That's really funny.
And then people who were connected with the old Sarah Records indie scene over here. So people who used to be in sort of bands like Heavenly, and a guy called Gregory, who was in the Razor Cuts from the 80s, and they had a band. There was a international acts as well, a fairly big band called the Lux Smith. So they toured over in the UK, but they're from Australia. In fact, they toured the whole world, and they made some great records. But none of it was very well known in the UK. They were much bigger elsewhere.
I'm just fascinated as to how they made their money and what happened, and how they could bankroll you, and how they could bankroll other artists to the tune of, you know, three or four albums, and sending you, you know, around the place to tour and do gigs. And I just find it absolutely fascinating because it is so different now. The business has just gone boof. Would you like to play us a track? I've just noticed either my eyes are very blurry, or you've got 12 strings on that guitar.
Yeah, it is a 12-string guitar.
It's awesome. That's why it was so punchy in the rehearsal. So, woof, this got some engine.
It's a lovely, lovely guitar.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play one of the singles from the new album. Now, I'll just explain that the new album is recorded as a full set of musicians and as a full band. So I'm playing those songs acoustically this afternoon.
We accept your apology. No, that wasn't an apology. We accept your explanation. And also, when you give us some studio stuff, we'll be playing it, and then people can get, you know, the sense of what it should sound like. In the meantime, what is this track called?
This is called Living in the Light.
Please take it away.
Sunshine beats down on us, clouds of cotton candy. You can see for miles up here, still the fear surrounds me. And all the ones you love and love you too are here. This day is not the one you thought it would be. Lay still, I'll stay with you as long as you need me. And all the ones you love and love you too are here. Thank you.
us, let the light shine in. Open up your eyes, living in the light. Open up your doors, let the light shine in. Open up your doors, we're living. Open up your eyes, let the light shine in. Open up your doors, we're living in the light. Open up your eyes, let the light shine in. Open up your eyes, we're living in the light.
That's great. What is that track called again?
Living in the Light.
Living in the Light. Is this all new stuff?
Yeah, so this is songs from the new album, which was out last week on Spin Out Nuggets in the UK.
What is Spin Out Nuggets?
That's a record label.
And who are these people?
Well, Spin Out Nuggets is a label of love, but run by a guy called Lee, who spends his time split between Cornwall and Medway a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. He grew up in Medway and Kent. He's a big part of the Medway music scene. Really big sort of fan and lover of, I suppose Billy Childish is the yeah. best known of those artists, but loads of bands that he's involved with and put records out by. And family in Cornwall, so he sort of splits his time between the two, but he's got bands from all over the sort of UK and the States as well.
And what's the label called again?
Spin Out Nuggets.
Spin Out Nuggets. That's a great... That's so
yeah,
good. Just
yeah.
writing all this down. You see, we've got to give everyone a shout-out.
I should also mention it's on Shelf Life Records as well.
Oh, here we go.
No, yeah, yeah. So it's a split release.
That's ridiculous. What is a split release?
So Shelf Life is an American label. They're based in the States. And,
yeah.
and so the two labels collaborate. They agree to, whatever, work together to
okay.
get the records and CDs out there.
And so what are they doing for you? I'm just intrigued. So have they yeah. funded the album to be recorded in a studio?
Well, we said the world has changed.
I know we said the world has changed. Yeah. And I'm hoping you're going to tell me it hasn't changed that much, but it sounds like it has.
I'm afraid, yeah.
So have you funded this album?
There is a self-funded...
Does that mean you have funded it?
Yes.
Yes, thank
yeah.
you.
Well, what I mean is, yeah. Well, actually, this album is funded a lot with what I did with the last album.
Okay.
So it's a kind of... you managed to get a records out, managed to sell some records,
yeah.
and managed to make a bit to fund the next sort of set of studio time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to press and release the records myself.
And so is that where the two labels come in?
Yeah.
And then also, obviously, to pump up the promotion and
exactly.
to use all their sort of links and contacts.
Yeah, so they'll work on radio and social media
yeah.
and magazines and,
yeah.
and so forth to try
and
get
gigs.
The record out there. Gigs as well, yeah. I mean, it's,
do they?
Yeah, no, they certainly would. They're spread, both the labels are spread very, very thinly. There's lots of artists involved.
Yeah.
But certainly, they help promote the gigs if we get gigs.
And this time round, are they giving you money to do that or are you paying them to do that? I'm sorry if it sounds all a little
yeah.
bit, but I'm just really intrigued because it has changed so much and people listening would just go, what?
Yeah, it is. No, you're absolutely right. And it was a real eye-opener to me. So
yeah.
Essentially, what I could do and what lots of people do is they either record at home or self-fund
sure.
recording and then release. Now, because I'm old school and put
yeah.
records out in the past, I wanted physical releases.
Yeah, yeah, good.
So, and I wouldn't know what to do with all that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I needed the label, and I needed the labels to be able to do their part of promotion. And so it's kind of a 50-50 deal, basically.
Yeah, got it. And do you use a studio locally?
I use Church Road Studios.
Get out of town. Yeah, of you see, every week that we give them a big shout out, Church Road Studios. And who do you use there?
Well, I've worked with Paul over the years, but mostly I've worked with Julian, and probably since about 1999, something like that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Been a long time.
Tell me what is so good about Church Road Studios, and then people will get it.
Well, I think they're geniuses. Whatever you call that. I think they've got some great gear, great equipment.
Yeah.
But actually, when I work with Julian, we talk about what we're trying to achieve. I ask him to have quite an input in terms of not just the engineering, but the overall production.
Yeah.
Because he understands what I'm trying to achieve. We'll talk about the records, the bands, the influences, and a lot of them overlap,
yeah.
you know, but with his taste, you know, there's the Venn diagram, there's enough of overlap
What are the bands and the influences and the sounds that filter into the Lovejoy ear?
I mean, it goes right back to the Smiths and, you know, the early 80s, mid 80s, New Order, sort of early and mid 80s indie is where it all starts. There's a lot of dance music involved in electronic music involved in what I've listened to and the records I've made in the past, but really it's guitar based.
And what I'm intrigued at, I have no idea how old you are, but why was it 98? What happened? How old were you in 98?
Do you mean when I first went to Church Road?
And why, I meant when you first sort of launched and Lovejoy, and were you doing projects before that?
Yeah, I'd done some projects before that and different bands. In fact, this is going to make Jimmy laugh from The Last of Lovely Days. I came to Brighton in the early 90s and I started a band. I was called The Spinning Wheels back in those days.
Nice.
We got some play on John Peel and things like that, so it was kind of cool. And then I got a live band together, and Jimmy, who is in Last of the Lovely Days,
yeah.
as we talked about, would play guitar in that band.
No,
so when
brilliant.
We were connected,
I did not know that. Yeah. That is fantastic.
And
I
we bumped
that.
Into each other.
Jimmy's great.
Yeah, what
so
a guy.
Good. Well, you know him better. Would you like to play us another track? What have you got lined up?
Yeah, this is a track by a band called Biff Bang Pow, who
Biff
are a
Bang
big influence
Pow.
Of mine. The main guy in Biff Bang Pow is a gentleman called Alan McGee. Who
yeah.
Ran Creation Records back in the 80s and 90s.
Wow.
So, he writes great songs, but very undersung and under the radar kind of musician.
And what's this track called?
Lovers.
Lovers, please take it away.
I'm just going to check my capos.
I wish you would. I mean, you know, the way you walked in earlier, I thought that capo's not. That's coming loose. It's coming loose.
Yeah, no, I think we're all right.
We have Lovejoy here for you, live and proud, Lovers.
Discover your mind, unfurl your flag. Could this be fate? I think I'm alive. I'm getting it now. Burning your love lies, bleeding around again and again. Could this be love? Could this be love, Linda Jane? Could this be love, Linda Jane? Over the sky, unlock your mind. Could this be love? I think that it might. I'm under your spell, burning my hopes again and again. Could this be fate? Or could it be love? Could this be love, Belinda Jane? Could this be love, Belinda Jane? Could this be love,
Linda Jane. This could be
Brilliant. You guys are so spoiled. This is Lovejoy. It's a track called Lovers. I was getting a little bit of the go-betweens in there. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I used to love the go-betweens.
I'll definitely take that.
Take that and run, baby. Take that and partay. Lovely messages in. Anna listening in Hove saying, loving the music and interview. Well, thank you. That's all the fine work of this very, very talented gentleman sitting opposite, Richard of Lovejoy. Lovely message in from Annie. Oh, hey, Pete, so good to hear Lovejoy on your show. The new album is brilliant. What's the new album called, by the way, Rich?
Sorry, I was just taking a slurp. It's called
you put that whiskey down, my friend. Rock and roll.
It's called Under the Weather.
Under the Weather, aren't we all? She also says, great to hear Kieran Phelan on your show too. Fab show, as always, Pete, Annie. Well, thank you. That is Annie of, as we know, The Last of the Lovely Days, who we were just talking about, funnily enough. Beautiful gig down at the old Folklore Rooms back in February. Are you sure?
It was cold.
It was catchy, you're right. It was... hasn't been cold since February, so you're right. That would be it. Can people come and see you live, by the way, soon? I saw you then playing solo. You mentioned that track is normally bigger and the studio version is bigger. Do you ever play with a band?
I haven't done for many years, and mostly because I'm really fortunate, yeah. Pete, because I've had a job that I love, but it's all-consuming. It's a lot of responsibility. So the responsibility of bringing musicians and a band together just hasn't been possible. Yeah. However, I am working towards part-time and beginning to do things slightly differently. So I'd like to do something with other musicians as soon as I can. And I'd like to play some gigs as well. But like I said, I was spoiled in the past.
Well, when you were back at it, you know, in the first version of you, was it full-time then?
No, it's never been full-time. I've always loved the work that I do. Yeah. So I'm a huge pop fan, music fan, but I'm first and foremost a fan.
Yes,
but the work I do is you know, has been the most important thing to me.
Great, it all sounds like you've got the balance going perfectly, perfectly. And you live in Seaford.
Live in Seaford,
beautiful,
yes,
very,
yes,
very beautiful.
Yes, for a long time now.
So, what's the name of the album that you've just done?
It's called Under the Weather.
Under the Weather, of course. And how do we get copies of it?
You can get copies. I've got a copy to bring you today, Pete. I should have given it to you before the show.
Yes,
you would have had
all
this information.
Then we would have been nicer to you. We thought, what a mean guy. Just turns up here, you know, prima donnering it. I mean, you know, I have a little a confession to make. I had a little chat with the technicians after the sound check, and they said you were nice.
Oh.
And so I was, you know, because I was a little bit, because some people come in with all the attitude, you know what I mean?
Especially rock and roll.
Well, especially with your pedigree. And I'm like, is he going to be a bit prima donnery? They said you weren't going to be. I take their word.
Well, as long as they still drive me home afterwards.
Well, they better. Drive you to the ground. Drive you to drink, more like.
Exactly.
So now you've got this album out. Are you still writing? Are you the kind of guy that just loves to write?
I've got myself back into it. So as I said, there was an album out 2 years ago, which was my sort of return to recording, and I'd just done a couple of songs at Church Road just to dip my toes in the water again, because it had been such a long time, and I was thinking, actually it coincided with my kids getting a bit older and having a little bit more time, and I thought, am I going to sit in front of the telly more, do a bit more gardening. No, I wanted to do this. This is what I wanted to get back to. So I went back to Church Road, worked with Julian. We did a couple of songs that are coming out on different compilations and things like that. And that got me going again. And so I went back a bit more and a bit more and a bit more. Suddenly there was an album. And we found Spin Out Nuggets and Shelf Life Records. They put it out. And then I've carried on with this album. And there, we may not have time to get into it today, but there's a bit of a story behind this album. And then I've got other songs. First time ever I've had one or two songs left over from the album. I have too many songs for the album.
That's a treat, yes.
And that is a sign to me that I'm in a bit of a purple patch of
great.
Pulling some songs together.
Do you have yourself a man cave back at Seaford Manors where you can go and set yourself free and you know choose which guitar to take off the wall?
Well, we call it an office, but if you came into it, you'd probably think, why are all these guitars in this office?
I mean, all that money you made back in the day, you had to go somewhere, didn't it? You know,
absolutely. Well, it's the old cliche of how many guitars does a guitar player need, and the equation of X.
I love it.
Whatever the number is, plus one.
I always love it. Always one, plus one, plus one. You're damn right with your assumption that we didn't have much time to chat more. You are absolutely right. You're bang on the time, except minus one track. So, what is this track going to be?
This is called Heavy Heart.
And where's this come from?
This is from the new album.
Gorgeous.
And it's from side two of the new album, which is important because it's an album of two halves.
Oh, okay.
About a journey.
Is it all on CD?
It's all CD and vinyl.
Vinyl.
Beautiful orange vinyl.
Oh, stop now. Yeah. And will people get that delivered if they want to buy it?
They can. I mean, it's available in certain record shops, but it's available from the record label's direct websites. I have a Bandcamp page.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in stock in lots of online retailers.
And what's the best place? Is there a sort of a general Lovejoy hub that people can go to?
There's a Linktree.
A Linktree
which has the social media sites.
You wouldn't have said that 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
So we've got
Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, you name it. But Bandcamp, it's the place.
Yeah. Lovejoy. Richard, thank you so much for stopping by. It's such a pleasure to meet you finally.
Thank you.
When you're not doing a gig. What's this track called again?
This is called Heavy Heart.
Please, take it away.
So we rode out in the car for the first time in a while. You could not travel far. Every inch felt like a mile. Every inch felt like a mile. Then we reached the cliffs. The clouds appeared to part. The blues began to lift, raising up your heavy heart. Raising up your heavy heart. It was such a tiny walk from the car park to the beach. My friend called up for a talk. There's flowers blowing in the breeze. Flowers blowing in the breeze. It seemed like a long way, but we hadn't come that far. And the sun appeared to say, you can lift your heavy heart.
Now you can lift your heavy heart.
From Lovejoy's latest album, we've got Richard here. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been an absolute joy to meet you.
Oh, it's been great, Pete. Thank you.
Will you keep us abreast of all new stuff that you are working on?
Without a doubt.
That would be great. And any gigs coming up too, we will definitely tout. And if we, well, it sounds like we might get our sticky paws on that album. And so in the next few weeks and months, we might be digging out tracks from it. Is that okay?
Oh.
Are we kicking any curfews?
No.
Are you sure now?
The more the merrier.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in. You take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.